This past week, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie stood in the State House Rotunda to announce a multi-year restoration project for the New Jersey State House, which was, by the way, built in 1792, and which Christie claimed is in desperate need of repair and some points even rescue. The $300 million project has created some questions, one of which my first guest today would like to ask, which is, why is there money for this project, yet no state funding available for programs which prevent cancer and, in turn, death? He is the Vice President of Government Relations with the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, Bill Sherman. Thanks for being here today, Bill.
Hi, Chris. It's great to be with you.
And the website for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network is acscan.org. And, of course, we do have a link over at our website. So when it comes to tobacco control programs, Bill, how much does the state of New Jersey invest in these programs?
New Jersey is the only state in the country to spend zero state dollars. They spend nothing. The only state in the country. And we think it's something that really needs to be addressed. We've been talking with the legislature and the governor for many years now, and it's time to change that. If there's money for an extreme makeover of the state house, then there certainly is some money for tobacco control and cancer control programs.
Some would say, too, the state house is falling apart not because of time or structures, because of the occupants of it, but that's a whole other debate for politics. But be that as it may, when we say tobacco control programs, what kind of programs are generally are we talking about?
Yeah, it's 70% of smokers report that they want to quit. And so tobacco control program is a comprehensive evidence-based program that would help people quit. So there are seven FDA-approved medications for cessation to help people addicted to nicotine kick that habit. Counseling has been proven to be a highly effective tool. Even the smoker's quit line, the NJ Stops, 866-NJ-STOPS, quick line or quit line helps. And then the third piece would be public education to make sure to help make sure that the youth do not pick up the habit. So it would be a comprehensive program, and we think that it would be a wise investment for the state to do that because of the incredible costs from Medicaid and other healthcare-related costs that the state has to bear that burden.
And certainly, too, if you think of the number of people that want to quit, and that's something important, too, Bill. If someone says, I want to quit, that's the first big step. You can't make someone want to quit, but if they express the desire to quit, there should be a mad rush to that person.
And that's the thing that I was shocked when I first joined the American Cancer Society. And, you know, we're an evidence-based organization. The research shows that 70% of smokers want to quit, which is a great number, right? And but they just don't know how to quit. I reflect on my mom, who, you know, has been a lifelong smoker. She even tried hypnosis at one point. She tried the patch. And if we have now, there's seven medications that are FDA approved, plus the counseling and the quit line where people can get support. If those programs were fully funded, unlike what New Jersey's doing right now, we believe that thousands of addicted people would be able to, you know, be along that path to get help to quit.
So with Bill Sherman, who's the Vice President of Government Relations with the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. On the web, it's acscan.org. And we're listening to Issues and Ideas. Add to the importance, too, Bill, with those people who want to quit, the obvious long-held assumption is, well, smoking equals lung cancer. But over time now, we know that smoking is now linked to, as best as anyone can figure out, 15 types of cancers now.
That's right. If smokers are much greater risk for developing additional cancers, breast cancer, beyond lung cancer, there's a whole wide range of risk factors. And in fact, New Jersey spends over $1 billion a year on tobacco-related Medicaid costs. And so it just shows you, and then think about the lost productivity. This year alone, 4,400 people will die from tobacco use. There'll be 50,000 new cancer cases in New Jersey diagnosed this year. Fully one-third of those cancer cases could be eliminated with programs like tobacco control program and healthy eating and just taking care of yourself, making smart choices. And again, when people are addicted to nicotine, it's really hard to get off. And so what we're asking for is the governor to also allocate and show his priority for public health and help people quit this bad habit of nicotine.
Well, therein lies part of the problem, turning to the governor, because his track record for funding of health programs does not seem to be eager, to say the least.
Right. It's been we've been very disappointed. Every year, the governor cuts all the funding for the New Jersey Commission on Cancer Research, and each year, our great partners in the legislature restore that funding. Last year, the legislature added $1 million. So they restored the $1 million that the governor cut. They added an additional $1 million for the cancer research program in New Jersey, one of the best in the nation, by the way. And unfortunately, the governor vetoed the additional $1 million. And so again, you know, we have to ask ourselves, and our volunteers from the American Cancer Society are asking ourselves, where are the governor's priorities? Are they about putting up new draperies in the windows and new furniture in the state house, or are they for cancer research and helping people quit the evil addiction of tobacco? And we're just trying to redirect the governor's attention to, you know, the needs for all of the citizens of New Jersey.
Well, I think the priority for the governor and way too many in the state house as well is to hold on to every penny they can to try to stick a cork in a financially sinking ship. Because, I mean, just do the math. If by most estimates, New Jersey collects $700 million in cigarette taxes annually, they can't pony up 1% of that. And if you want to keep it in a financial stream of consciousness here, imagine that smoker who spends, well, let's say two packs a day, so that's about $14, $15 a day. If they could take that $15 out of the cigarettes and the tobacco company and put it into spending that money in a local business every day, think of what that would do for the state economy.
That's right. And research shows where people, when they have more disposable income because they're not tied to the addiction and that high cost of nicotine, that they do, you know, that they will spend it within the economy. If you think about what Big Tobacco spends in New Jersey alone, they spend over $180 million a year in ads. $180 million Big Tobacco spends on ads. And New Jersey spending nothing to refute that, to talk to the youth, and talk to young adults who are considering, you know, picking up tobacco. And so, you know, Chris, one of the things that we understand the economic situation in New Jersey, and so we've partnered with leaders in the legislature. We have a bill that passed 2 weeks ago in the Assembly, 71-0. It was a bipartisan and unanimous support in the Assembly, and it's just what you were talking about. It would take 1% of the tobacco and cigarette tax money, the revenue that's already coming in, and it would redirect 1%, $7 million, to the tobacco control program. Senator Stack has that bill in the Senate, and we're hoping on the 15th that it's going to get through the budget committee. And actually, our volunteers will be in the State House on Monday, December 12th, advocating for that. So we hope to see it on the agenda on the 15th. We believe if it gets to the Senate, it'll pass in a bipartisan manner, just like it did in the Assembly. And we really will be urging Governor Christie to sign that bill so we can take New Jersey off of that blacklist where they're the only, we're the only ones who do not spend one penny of state dollars on tobacco control.
And judging by the unanimous vote in favor of it was A3338 in the Assembly, it's S862 in the State Senate. If the State Senate follows suit with the unanimous vote, even if Christie should veto it, a veto override will certainly be a cakewalk.
Yeah, I can tell you our cancer volunteers and advocates, they're fierce. And so I promise you, Chris, we will make our voices heard in Trenton on December 12th. And also, after that bill gets posted and goes through the Senate, we will certainly make sure that the governor and his staff understand that this needs to be signed. It does not increase taxes. It takes 1% of the cigarette tax and the tobacco tax that the state is already receiving. So there's really, from our perspective, it makes a lot of sense, particularly when you think of the savings that could happen as a result of a program like the tobacco control program.
And between now and the 15th, I recommend and urge you to go to the State House website, njlegs.state.nj.us, and tap your state senator on the shoulder and alert them to this bill and encourage them to vote. Hopefully, obviously, they're going to do the right thing, but just let them know that you're watching. You want to make sure this bill does go through to make the difference that Mr. Sherman has talked about here. Learn more about the work of the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. Visit them on the web at acscan.org. We've been joined by their Vice President of Government Relations, Bill Sherman. Bill, thanks for the heads up on all this and for being here today.
Chris, thanks for the support, and we hope people get on our website and make their voices heard.